up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
Laguna Beach resident Max Isles and friend Ryan O'Malley returned home safely on schedule after a five-day journey covering 536 miles. Their supporters have contributed almost $6,000 so far toward their quest to raise research money for the Alzheimer's Association. Both friends have relatives who suffer from the debilitating disease. They spent 7.5 hours in the bike saddle last week to travel from San Francisco to Laguna Beach by Saturday without any accidents other than a tire puncture. Their phone app estimates the two burned 25,000 calories and climbed about 20,000 feet. Tonight, City Council candidates join members of Transition Laguna for a potluck and forum on the city election at 6:30 p.m. at the Congregational Church. Restaurant owner John Madison likely will field some pointed questions about his resume, the subject of an Orange County Register story on Sunday. City Manager John Petig hosts his own workshop tonight at City Hall, listening to residents define what they would like to see in a new police chief. The school board also meets tonight. La Playa Center, the English as a Second Language program run at the Boys and Girls Club, soon begins its 19th year, and director Sally Rapuano is recruiting new teachers. She says teachers work 2 hours a week and no experience is needed. Training and teaching materials will be provided. Call her at 494-8618 to volunteer. While the weekend is days away, today is the deadline to RSVP to the Peter Blake Gallery pop-up dining event set for this Saturday. The gallerist took a temporary partner in Chef Jonathan Pfluger. They plan a marriage of fine art and dining in the Ocean Avenue Gallery with $175 per person, four-course dinner with wine pairings. RSVP to peterblakegallery@me.com. If you're looking for entertainment tonight, though, Tunnel Vision performs live from 7 to 10 p.m. at The Cliff. The ska reggae band consists of three friends who love to surf and sing, and they do it with infectious energy. Or you can work up a sweat by joining an impromptu percussion section. The First Fall Full Moon Drum Circle starts pounding out a beat at Aliso Beach beginning at 7 p.m. Organizers do expect smaller crowds, tighter jams, and less militancy, but warn fans against Yahoo behavior. That's today's news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell for KX at One Laguna.